soul's awake and your deathbed is waiting, huh? No time for contemplating, commit to box with Satan. Spar with the devil, I'm hard with the metal, huh? Watch the smoke settle, you see a right-ass rebel. A militant mind, my vision's divine. The world has seen enough and had enough in its past time. It's crunch time, get your hard head, it's lunch time. Too much rip going on, the punchline. I give it to him, straight up and raw. You got to hear some and see some that you never saw. Walk with the word, the talk is superb. I'm about to shatter the faith of the image you serve. Yeah, toting scripture, I focus the picture. I overstand the plan, that means I over-deliver. I overstand the plan and all the ramifications. The verse about the curse, watch the rebirth of a nation. I make a wrong move, they got a cell for me waiting. I make the right move, might be the same situation. I put you on the game, but you be blinded by hating. I pray you seek the truth so you can find it and make it. I hope you seek the truth and don't reject it, but take it. They've been living out a lie, now it's time that they face it.
Father, bless me in the trenches as I battle these demons. In a land full of heathens, going to war with the creeps. The adversary want to bury for the scripture we speak. Deliver, die, the truth will rise through those souls that seek it. The church is full of snakes and the preacher the main one. Ain't no souls getting saved, just some business getting done. Sacred name has been forsaken, words drug through the mud. A curse lineage and nation shit. Hebrew blood, it led me down a path of sin, so I have no option but to oppose the beast with a set apart doctrine. When you're bringing forth truth, then the world hates your presence, cause the message shatters faith in the wake of the lesson. Even came full circle, Babylonian rule. You lack knowledge of the game, then you're destined to lose. The revelation is real, and it's not a pretty scene. You better know the ins and outs before you choose your team. In a world full of lies, truth is stranger than fiction, caught in webs of deception. Living Satan's depiction. The adversary keeps his hands in the minds of man to create blind faith in his falsified plan. Understand who I am, true Hebrew man, true Israelite descendant, your seed of Abraham. When the time comes for battle, the word is the blueprint. Through the set apart scripture, outcome is evident. The murky element in this life contains danger, but once the fog is lifted, the system can't tame. Call it total recall or unplug from the matrix. Some righteous warriors ever since the truth saved us. Teachings of the prophets, take my stance and I hold it. With my eyes locked on Yah, never shifting my focus. Dropping 16 deep as the Dead Sea Scrolls, ripping holes through the schemes and the lies we were told.
Welcome, welcome to the first Shabbat on BTR. This is the official Hebrews Wake Up Network. We are going to actually do our weekly Shabbat online. And what we usually do is we meet up, and we meet up on Skype. But right now what we're doing is we're going to record the shows live because we have some pretty good conversations. And I have some of the core members here, and I'm going to open their mics now, and we're going to, we actually have an agenda here that we're going to speak with, and who am I speaking to?
I'm speaking to Mel. Is this, you have me on?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Jamel.
Oh, hey, Jamel.
Jamel Fortune. How's it going? Shalom, brother.
I'm good, my brother. Fortune 500. I'm going to, all right, what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to make sure who's called in right now. And is that Brother D?
That's Brother D.
Okay, good, good. All right, what I'm going to do right now, brothers, is since this is the first show, I actually have, did everybody get the agenda for today?
Yes, I did.
Okay, nice. All right, nice. Of course, before I start, what I'm going to do is I believe how this works is if you want to speak, you raise your hand. The call-in number is going to be 347-826-9484. That's 347 866-926-9484. And we actually have, if you have a question, you can put it in the chat. And if you want to call in or ask a question, we can do it that way. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to, you know, this is pretty much open, and we're just, this is a the first time we're doing this, so we got to, you know, get out all the kinks. But before I start, of course, I'm going to open up in a word of prayer, and then we can start the meeting. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus' precious name that you guide us this day. I ask that you bless this meeting. I ask that you give information to those that need it today. We ask that you put your spirit upon us, Heavenly Father. We pray this in the name of your precious name, Ayah, in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Now, what I want to do today is I want to give an introduction into what WhoNet is. And WhoNet is spelled H-W-U. And it just, you know, it's just an acronym for Hebrews Wake Up. But we actually say Hua, because you always put the A in there, Hua, or, you know, it's just, that's how we say it. But it's WhoNet. And what it is just brothers and sisters that have just woken up to the truth, and we're just trying to organize and get as many people as possible connected. Now, the reason why I was inspired to do this was because a lot of us are actually tired when we go around and we listen to a lot of, you know, people that are waking up, and it seems like there are a lot of petty things are going on here, and we really don't have time for pettiness. What we're trying to do is we're trying to come together as Hebrew brothers and sisters, and we realize that we're all on different paths, but what we need to do is we need to realize what's important, and that's us coming together as the seed of Yaakov, the children of the Most High, because we're not just waking up to be yelling at people. We're waking up for a purpose. And what we do is we get together and we speak about things, and we actually a lot of positive of things are actually happening with this. But to get a better understanding of Hua, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the code of conduct. And a few of the brothers here that actually wrote some of the code of conduct with me are online. But I have the numbers, but I don't know which, I don't know the names with the numbers. Can I ask the people online to introduce yourselves, so I know where whom I'm speaking to for which number? Can 404 start?
Okay, yeah, that's me, Brother D.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 404. Hey, how you doing?
Okay. All right, that's Brother D. 856.
Yeah, this is Fortune. Jamel.
Okay.
How's it going,
Jamel? I'm good, my brother. I'm good.
All right.
Speaking to, let me see, what is this? 856-676.
Okay, this is Fortune right here. 856.
Okay, let me see.
Right.
I said 8565. Okay, 856-577.
I can pretty much tell you who that is.
Who is that?
that's Baylin.
All right, Baylin, we'll say something, brother. I'm trying to see who I'm talking to. All right, so we got Baylin, we got Brother D, we got Fortune, 708. Who is that? 708-903. Okay, welcome. And last but not least, we have 323-528.
That's me, Sister Leah.
Okay, Sister Leah. All right, well, look it. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to mute the mics, all right, so we don't have a lot of feedback. And then I'm going to start reading the code of conduct. Okay, brothers and sisters, and then we'll get this started.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just hold on 1 second. I don't even know if I can mute the mics. Oh, here we go. All right. Okay, y'all. Now, what I'm going to do is WhoNet, okay? First of all, can anybody still hear me? Okay, good. All right, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read, it's the Hebrew Creed, the Covenant, all right, and this is section 1. And what the code of conduct is, let me set this up. The code of conduct is an agreement that we all came together and said, okay, how can we make this network strong and let's avoid mistakes so we can actually go back to, how can we make this strong? Let's say like if we go down the line and all of a sudden one of us gets like a big head and we start to go away from what the Most High wants us to say or how we want to be as people or whatever, and we need a document to come back to. And of course that document should be the word. And when I read it, you'll see that it does have the word in it. But what we've done is we created this document, and so we know where all of us stand. And each one of us actually wrote a piece of the document. And as I read it, you'll understand. Okay, we have section 1 is called the Hebrew Creed. All right, and the Hebrew Creed, of course, is the covenant. And it's like, the first one is, I am Yahuwah your Yah, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and ye shall have no other Yahs before me. Of course, that's the first commandment. The second one is, ye shall not make yourself a graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Ye shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahuwah, your Yah, am a jealous Yah, visiting the iniquities of the fathers of the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do, actually, is I'm going to open up the mic of the other members, regardless if there's feedback or not, because I think I want to hear what I speak to. Brothers and sisters?
Yes, we're here.
Yes.
Do you have the code of conduct in front of you, or were you able to get that?
I have to pull mine up, so.
Okay, Sister Leah?
Yes.
I'm going to read, instead of me just reading all the time, I'm going to read another line. This is just the Ten Commandments. I wrote the first two. I'm going to read the third one. Would you like to read the fourth one after I read the third?
Sure.
Okay, sister. Thank you. Okay,
the
third one is, you shall not take the name of Yah, your Yah, in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Go ahead, sister.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah your Yah. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahuwah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Most High blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Thank you, sister. Any other Hebrew member would like to read, just say, I'll read this one. But I'm going to read the next one. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah, your Yah, is giving you. Go ahead, sister.
You shall not murder.
You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not steal.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's.
Thank you, sister. Now I'm going to explain to those that just listen to this. Now, this is called the Hebrew Creed because it is the Hebrew Creed. This is the covenant, all right? Now, if you call yourself a Hebrew, then this is where it all starts. This is why we are the precious treasures of the Most High, because this is what it all comes down to. The reason when we broke the covenant in enslavement pursuit, okay? And that's why we're in this predicament, because we did not follow this simple document. Well, it wasn't so simple because we broke it, but this is the beginning of the code of conduct. Now, the second section is called the promises. Now, each one of us actually have our parts. And Fortune 500?
Yes.
Do you have the document in front of you, or should I read yours for you?
I'm getting to it. I think I pulled up the other one, so... I'm wondering. I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to have it up in time. I'm going through.
Okay, because I'm going to read the first one, the one that I've written. And if you'd like, my brother, I can read yours for you.
All right. Yeah, you may have to.
Okay, no problem. All right, now this is the one I wrote. Okay, and of course, I'm Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. And I said, we will respect the opinions and voices of all members in the HUA network. No race or gender will ever be discriminated against. We will always work in a spirit of love and patience. Our main goal in this network is to wake up the children of Yaakov and be the people of the covenant that Ayah wants us to be. All women have a voice and all women will be heard. We will not speak badly about members to other members. We will always resolve our issues maturely and respectfully. In times of hardship and strife, we will turn to the Most High in the name of His Son, Yahushua, in prayer and guidance. And Fortune 500 stated, we will uphold all the laws of the Creator and learn to incorporate them in our daily lives. We also understand that we are all on different levels of our individual journeys, but at the same time, still on the same path. We must continue to uplift each other while trying to uplift humanity. By doing this, we will become the examples to others of what must be done to restore the covenant with the Most High. I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Sister Batia. Sister Leah, would you like to read that one for her?
Sure.
Okay.
Sister Eliana Batia contributed, keep the commandments of Yahuwah given to us and our ancestors, and to teach them to our children, and do them obediently as the Father expects. Walk with wisdom in light of the truth of the Father's word. Have a willingness and ability to teach others who are called by the Father by making ourselves diligent students of His Torah. Represent ourselves as bondservants of Yahuwah who are repentant and thankful of our awakening into the knowledge of the truth found in the sacrifice of our Mashiach, Yahushua, who has redeemed us back to Yahuwah by His death on the tree. Always speak the truth as it is revealed to us by the Ruach of the Father, and never seek to please men or gain wealth through deceptive practices used by the nations. This is the code and creed that I now live by, and I will teach my children and children's children to live by. Eliana Batia.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Leah, you know what? You can read Sister Deborah's, and then yours is underneath that. And then I'll read.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Sister.
Okay. Sister Deborah Williams contributed, we will abide by the Ten Commandments our Father Yahuwah gave us as a standard to live by. We will love and honor all of His children to the best of our abilities so that we can serve Him to the fullest. We, as the children of Yaakov, promise to do this. And then I wrote, Sister Leah Prunty, I contributed, we will work diligently to put forth our best efforts to remain accountable in the tasks we commit to on behalf of Hua, and treat those we work with on those tasks with patience and respect. We will not pressure each other in the positions we hold, knowing that we are all part of a whole, and the Most High has the infinite timeline and verdict for all of us. As a member of Hua, we will remain a support for each other as we transition out of the corrupt systems of this world and keep a focused mind on the will of the Most High and His beloved Son, Yahushua, our Mashiach. We will conduct ourselves professionally, cordially, and honestly, yet respect and acknowledge each individual's approach to these facets as we become one community for the Father and Creator of all things.
That was beautiful, sister. And now I'm going to read Dawid Ben Yaakov. This is another one of our members. I don't think he's online right now, but I'm going to read it for him. Or would anybody, any other brothers out there like to read this one? Or should I do it?
Read it.
Okay. All right. I'll be honored too. And it says, this is Dawid Ben Yaakov. It says, "We shall love Ayah with all our hearts and love our brothers and sisters as ourselves. We will strive to follow the law and commandments of Ayah. We shall seek to do our part to fulfill our portion in Ayah's plan in this world, whatever that may be. We must study to show ourselves approved unto Yah, to feed the family and to do battle with the enemy. We must remain humble in spirit, for there is only one that is good, great, and to be honored forever. Our mighty one, Ayah, and his anointed Yahushua. Come to terms with our brothers and sisters before the evening sets in respect and love, not giving place to the enemy, knowing we only have each other. Strive to be a resource for the lost sheep of Yaakov." Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the code of conduct is basically deals with discrimination and harassment and record keeping and things that are more on a professional level. But now I proudly put my name to this document, and I proudly stand with every man and woman that wrote their code of conduct on this document. I proudly put my name on this document because it has the Ten Commandments of the Most High, and the brothers and sisters that are within this Hua Network wholeheartedly want to do the will of the Father. So I just wanted to make that statement. And that right there is what Hua is about, if there's any questions. Okay, y'all. Next on the agenda, I just want to give the opportunity for those that want to introduce yourselves and say a little bit about yourself. You guys can pretty much choose who wants to start. Not everybody start at once.
This is Baylin. I just wanted to get it out real quick because I'm in the middle of a family function. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. I'm Baylin Clark. My brain's a little shambled today. I'm in the middle of a funeral, so I'll just make this quick. Baylin Clark, Spark Solutions in New Jersey. I just want to thank for the opportunity to be a part of this council, and I will be a constant soldier and servant of Yah in bringing the truth to the people. I guess that's it.
Thank you, Bay. My condolences for today, my brother.
Thank you.
Sure.
If you don't mind, I'll listen to the rest of it in the archives.
Okay,
thank
my brother.
You for the opportunity. I just wanted to get on here. And you guys, God bless.
All right. Y'all bless you, my brother.
Peace.
Okay. I guess I'll go next. I'll keep it very short, very sweet. Jamel Fortune. People know me on Blog Talk as Fortune 500. I obviously am a part of HuaNet. I believe that we have all come together because I think it's time for a change in a way of thinking. And I believe that with doing that, we're going to be able to obtain those changes that need to be made. So I'm just, you know, happy that I can play my part and do what I can do in order to help this movement.
You're my brother.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is Brother Darryl. I'm from Atlanta, GA, and I'm glad to be a part of Hua Network and glad to be a part of, you know, the Most High. And everyone is welcome. I see a lot of people from the Biblical Hebrews. You're welcome here. And this is going to be exciting because we're here to learn and we're here to serve the Most High. So I just welcome everyone and Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll go next. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. This is Sister Leah, Leah Prunty. Been a member both over at Biblical Hebrews, and I am incredibly blessed to be a part of these wonderful people that form the Hebrew Council. There's always been a deep seeking within me to follow and to do the will of the Most High. And in this capacity, we're able to do it in a patient and professional manner so we can get the truth out to as many people as possible and be able to come together and be known as the children of the Most High without shouting at each other or screaming at the top of our lungs or being out on street corners and making, you know, ignorant statements. But we all are coming together with patience and the love of the Father. And I absolutely love the fact that He has chosen us to be enlightened and awakened to the truth and that we're able to share it in this medium. So thank you all. Thank you, Brother Dawid, and all the members. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, sister. Shalom, sister. Okay, now, next on the agenda, okay, I actually discussed what is Hua about. I kind of pretty much covered that before, so I'm not going to really cover that right again. I think we pretty much get an understanding of that. And right now, I'm just going to have, and we're going to open this up, and we're going to see where this conversation leads us. Usually we have a lot of topics that we run down, but there's a lot of things going on. And we did a test broadcast on Wednesday, and you can listen to that one. That's on, we actually have a page called WhoNet, HWUNet, and you can listen to that. That's in the archives. And it was a pretty good conversation. It's only a half an hour long, but there's a lot of content in there. Now, I have a caller here. I'm not sure if one second. Caller 832-896. Are you just listening, or would you like to join in the conversation? Okay, they must be just listening. All right, y'all. So, what I'm going to do now is first I want to say, you know, it's an honor for me to actually be able to speak to all of you brothers and sisters here. And we actually have a lot more that call in, like Brother Aminadev, Sister Dorothy, Deborah. And they're not here right now. Sister Bestia is not here. And maybe the next week we have this, there'll be more people calling in. But there's a lot of people in the chat line. And I just want to say, y'all, if you have a question, write it in the chat. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-826-9484. Okay, so now let's get this started. We have to understand the urgency, the sense of urgency we're in right now. And I don't say that lightly. And we should look at this in two ways. First of all, we're in a sense of urgency. And second of all, we are in a time of extreme blessings. And what I mean is that no time in history have we had the ability to communicate to each other on this level. We have, if there was a meeting, usually it would be in a town hall meeting. And if the press didn't come, you wouldn't know about it. You know, we can actually create a movement and touch the people from India to Australia, all across the globe, and just sit here and speak on this this medium that we have. Now, I think we shouldn't take this for granted, and we should use this time to praise the Most High and use this time to really get off our chest what it is we want to get off our chest and to correct the things that we need to correct, if y'all know what I'm talking about. So, hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I heard that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and yak all day, though. So, does anybody have anything else to speak on that? Or would you like to... I'm going to open up some more phone calls here. Does anybody have anything else to speak on that?
I'm sorry, hello?
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh.
Shalom.
Shalom. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you fine, bro.
Who is this?
Oh, okay, there's something weird.
Move a minute down.
I'm hearing two different things going on. I'm hearing Brother Dawid on air, and then I'm hearing something else on the phone.
You have to turn down the one on your computer because that
oh,
one is
turn down.
Delayed.
Yes.
Okay.
I was
because
getting
that's something different.
Yeah, turn off the volume on the computer because the one on the phone is real time. The one on the computer is delayed.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Shabbat Shalom. I'm sorry for all the disruption and the lateness and everything.
No problem, Brother Aminadab. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Introduce myself. Well, okay. I'm Aminadab Israel. I'm a researcher and seeker in the truth of scripture, our Bible, our history book. I'm also proud to be a member of the UNED Council with all these beautiful brothers and sisters in the wake of understanding who we are and what it's all about and what Yahushua has in store for us, and how we're coming together, and how we are coming on and waking up other individuals, Hebrews. I'd just like to say I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be a member to further the cause of the Healing Network. I'm doing everything I can to assist in all of that. Other than that, I'm over in California and Stockton. I've been here for a while. That's about it.
Welcome, brother. Welcome, brother.
And also,
you know what? You reminded me of something. Another purpose on doing this is so people can connect with each other. A lot of times we don't know
where
we are. And like my brother Aminadab's over in California. We have brothers in Jersey, brothers down in Georgia. What do you say, brother?
Brothers in PA.
Oh, brothers in PA. You know, and I'm in Sweden. So, you know, what I'm saying is like what you need to do is you need to network with people within your area and grow that network where you are, because I'm going to tell you something. The message of the Hebrews is getting out there, and they're going to need some strong teachers that can guide
them.
Exactly. And like I said before, the reason why we decided to start this network is so that we can respect each other where we are. We can all instead of belittling someone's knowledge, we can uplift that person's knowledge and then learn something mm-hmm. from that person. And then we can use our little knowledge or whatever we have to help our brothers out. Okay? Because there's nobody above anybody else here. We are all learners and teachers. And we're trying to reconnect that covenant of the Most High. Okay. Brother D?
I'm here. I agree with that, brother. Yes.
All right, because it said that your call dropped. I'm just looking up in my
phone. No, I'm still here. I'm still here. Yes.
All right, you're still here. But, mm-hmm. Brother D, we're going to get this ball rolling. Okay. Because people... Okay.
Excuse me. One question. Sorry for interrupting. Is this on the Blog Talk Radio site, or is this on Skype?
No, this is on Blog Talk Radio site, but I use Skype to call into it.
Okay. I'll see where my confusion came in. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I can still see the Skype, but I use I'm using Blog Talk.
Okay. Cool.
And like I said, brother, I'm in the dev. What we're doing is we want to start documenting them, have audio files so we can listen to them. Mm-hmm. We don't know when they're gonna shut this down. So we got to make sure we got to utilize it as much as we can and try to get as many people waking up as we can and try to, increase the family members. Okay?
Understood. I got that. Absolutely.
Okay. Brother D.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay, my brother. All right, now... Earlier in the week, on Wednesday, okay,
yes.
We had a conversation,
mm-hmm.
and that conversation was leaning towards, it was about the line of Japheth, right?
Yes.
And you and I are doing a series on the Signs and Wonders broadcast called the Seed of the Malachite. The deception.
The Malachite deception. Yes.
Yeah, the Malachite mm-hmm. deception. Sorry, my brain ain't working that well. The mm-hmm. Malachite deception.
Right.
And we're discovering a lot of things because as we're actually taking a pause in studying, meaning like we're not just reading something and running through it, we're taking a pause and actually really researching these things, we're starting to find out that there's a lot of things that have been missed, especially pertaining to the Amalekites. Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We missed
a lot. It's in our face, but we're running over these things, and it's there. If we slow down and take a look at it,
yeah,
it's right in our face.
Exactly. Okay. And I sent you an email this week, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the email was about tracing the line of the Amalekites through Japheth.
Yes.
All right? Now, we're not going to get all into that yet. Because, heard somebody. We're not going to get into all that yet.
Right.
Because we're going to save that for when we actually do the actual broadcast, part two.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna, but I think I just want to open up some dialogue on basically us understanding that there has been so much hidden from us,
mm-hmm.
and the information that we have has been so twisted for the benefit of the deceiver.
Yes.
Okay? What you got to say about that, Brother D?
No, you're right, because, like I said, when I went back and I looked in some of your previous broadcasts, try to get some understanding on that, and I say the most important broadcast for me was the Seed of the Serpent and the Amalekite Deception, because through that broadcast I was able to see when you went into the book of Joel, the first chapter, I had to get an understanding. I didn't the first time, but, and I'll admit it, I had to go over that show like two or three times.
Yeah.
But when I started getting an understanding on what that meant, then you start talking, because I know in some of the broadcast before that, you were talking about the usurpers, okay? So I got an understanding of what the usurpers were. And then I could understand Joel, the first chapter. And I see that not only has it happened to the seed of Jacob, it's all over the globe.
Yes.
It's through Ham. It's through Japheth. I mean, it's all over the place. And it's so deep. And I don't mean deep as in above someone, but it's the deception is there. And we need to stop, slow down, and study that, because when we miss that, like you say, the seed of the serpent, he continues to operate, because everyone is confused, and we don't know what's going on. But I think we're going to be able to, through this broadcast, hopefully we can start, we can lay the groundwork. We can lay something down where we can, start to see what's going on, and we can look in the scriptures and throughout history, and we can see a pattern develop.
Yeah.
Although the names may change, I can call myself one thing, but one thing that remains the same,
come on.
My fruits are going to be the same. I can only do what I was intended to do. And that, if a usurper is when they usurp, they can change their names, but you shall know them by their fruits.
Yep.
So I just wanted to add that.
That's true. Very nice.
Brother, that's a hunt. He hit the nail on the head.
Yes, sir. He did.
And you know something, though. Like, all we need to do is just look through history, and we will see the pattern of the usurper. Okay?
Exactly.
That's what he does. He usurps. And
that's
today, okay, right, what's going on today? We have the colonialists, all right? The colonialists have taken all of Africa, all of South America, all right? I mean, today they are trying to take Libya, all right? So we have to look at it for what it is. And when you start to look at this seed, and trace these people back through the monarchs, through the popes. You know, you trace it all the way back to Rome and the Greeks, and then you go through Babylon. You end up through the Assyrians, the Chaldeans.
Then
you end up through Japheth, and you start to ask yourself, this is a pattern, and you start to see it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that we need to understand is that none of us are questioning the books. I mean, we're questioning them now, right? But we were so deeply intertwined into religion that we did not question the books. It took brothers to tell us that there was no J. So now we understand that there was a manipulation 500 years ago with the J. But when they actually started to rebel against the Holy Roman Empire, the Catholic organization, when they actually started to rebel against that, then they started to write the books themselves, right? So now all these books are being revealed. Now, did you ever ask the question, when they started to translate the Bible from the English to the German, or from the Latin to the English, or whatever, why are they burning the books if it's just a translation?
Right.
Hardly nobody can read anyway, right?
Okay.
Right.
The reason why they were burning the books is because they did a wrong translation. What I mean is this. They were actually translating the truth. And you can't translate the truth to slaves, because the slaves still have to be in bondage with this religion. Now, if you're in bondage with your religion, you are reading a lie. Okay? What happened was, when they started burning all the people that started translating it, they were saying, look, we can be free from this. This is not what it says. It says this, this, and this. All right? Now, when you start to understand that you've been lied to, anything that comes out of that usurper's mouth, you question.
Right.
Anything that comes out of his mouth, you question. And an intelligent man would do that. You're not gonna, if you have to deal with a thief and you know he's a thief, you're gonna check everything that thief does, right?
Exactly.
Because he's a thief.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a liar. If he lied about the J and he lied about the Hebrew, you know he's lying about everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So you need to take the time to research it and check and actually look at it. And that is what Brother D, myself, Fortune, we've been doing this, and we have actually found some bombshells. But you know what? We cannot tell people yet because we know that they will not be able to handle it. Why? Because they are still in bondage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm still staying a little bit quiet right now, because Brother Dawid and Brother D, I mean, we've had some deep conversations, and I want to make sure, and I'm just going to say this for now, that just because you're Hebrew and you understand that you are the people of the Bible, there are a lot of things that we have been brainwashed to believe, and we still have a lot of things that we have to work on ourselves. So just don't think that because you understand, you recognize that you're Hebrew, that you're in the clear. There's a lot of things that we have to work on, and not everyone, I don't know everything. Brother D doesn't know everything. Brother Dawid does not know everything, all right? And I don't believe either one of us are even attempting to say that. We're learning, just like how you're learning.
That's right.
We have to, and Brother Dawid said it perfectly, we have to question everything. Because I've heard some, and I'm sure all of us have at some point in time, heard some Hebrew teaching that just seems a little off. And
we have to
be careful about this. Very careful. And I don't have a problem, you know, if I say something, or Brother D or Brother Dawid says something and that you don't understand, or, you know, feel free to comment on it, to talk to us about it, so we can all come to a better understanding. But I'm just letting everyone know, and this is what I really want to say today, is stop taking everyone's word for you know, as if it's gold. You know what I mean?
Right,
everyone has the ability to open up the book, read, research, match things up with history, all right, and think for yourself. So this is very important that we all must do this, because believe it or not, if you wind up believing the wrong thing, all right, it can set up a chain reaction, and that chain reaction is not always good. They can lead you down the wrong path, because our minds and our hearts have to be pure. All right? In order for us to receive what we're receiving and the blessings that we're supposed to receive, we have to be pure. So you follow no man. You only follow the Most High. And remember that. So that's all I have to say for right now.
Thank you, brother. And to reiterate on that, you know, I agree with you 100%. 100%.
Yes, well said.
Brother D, Brother Dawid.
Yes.
Sister Deborah is on the line.
Okay, is she, what phone number is it on here? Because I'm trying
she
to...
Said, she said she raised her hand. I guess that means she pressed the one button.
Okay. Let me see. Hey, sister Deborah, if you could tell me what the first. Oh, there you go. Welcome. Just, all right, you're in. Okay, cool. All right, y'all. Let me get back to this. Yeah, and to stay on this topic, because this is really important. That people need to know this. You know, when I learn something, okay, I always pray and I give and give thanks to the Most High. And like I said before, two 2 years ago, I was pretty much clueless, you know? I mean, I had an idea, and I was always searching and real suspicious about things, you know, because I was searching into conspiracies. And once, like I said, I knew I was being lied to, so I'm always questioning a lot of stuff anyway. And when I got into the whole, like I said, I was Pentecostal. And when I seen a lot of these people that I looked up to kind of falling off a little bit and not really honoring the Most High, you know, I started to say, why are we following man? Because man is extremely fallible. And then I started to really question everything, you know, and started researching for myself and just reading it from the beginning to the end. And then all of a sudden things started to open up to me. And I remain humble and I remain honest. What I mean is that I take this seriously. I'm not playing games here, okay? This is Saturday, all right? Saturday. Everybody knows you go party on Saturday. You know what I mean? I ain't got no interest in partying. All I want to do is serve the Most High, you know? So my interest in everything that I my whole being, okay, revolves around trying to understand what it is the Most High wants from his children. And what is my role in this? Okay? If I was just polishing the doorknob, I would be honored polishing the doorknob. You know what I'm saying? Because right now I'm starting to realize that, you know, it takes all of us to bring this together.
Mm-hmm.
All of us to bring this together.
So, do
y'all know where that's coming from? That's some feedback.
I don't know who that is.
Talk to him. I'm going to listen to him on the phone, too.
I was going to try to mute it, but I can't mute everybody. Okay.
I recognize his voice.
Yeah, I recognize that too. Let me see. It's okay. Anyway, y'all. So, today, I was.
I did one, and they had me on. I was in the tub. And shit.
Hey, I know who that is. I've heard him on Georgia's show. I think his name is Tiberi. Brother Tiberi, if you're there, mute your phone.
Is that it?
I know that's him.
Okay, anyway, look, we recording it, so we're just going to keep yakking.
Okay.
Look, now, what I want to do is I want to bring up something I seen yesterday. I was looking up Cynthia McKinney. Y'all know Cynthia McKinney. She went to Libya, right?
Yes.
And she was doing like a real live broadcast on the situation in Libya. So she was giving us firsthand accounts of what's happening. And she was invited to speak for an announcement that Farrakhan was giving. Now, y'all know my criticism of Farrakhan because I did broadcast called A Man Called Moses. Now, like I told y'all before, even though I don't agree with Farrakhan about saying that Elijah Muhammad is the comforter and that he is the man like Moses and all that, I don't agree with that, okay? Because that's not what I found. But I still respect Farrakhan for what he's doing for our people. And I respect his strength. And I respect the fact that he is sticking up for his friends. And what I mean is, how many of these leaders would not speak out for a president or a leader that is being bombarded right now by the United States and NATO forces? It does take a lot of bravery to stay on the side of somebody that is being basically destroyed by the world. Because these people are bombarding this man. They are trying to kill him, and they don't care who knows it. But yet Farrakhan is sticking up for his friend. And I have a lot of respect for that, because I know a lot of these weak-kneed people that wouldn't even do that. They would run and hide and wouldn't even mention your name once they know that the international community is against you. So I have a lot of respect for him in that sense. Now, when I was looking at his broadcast, he actually did a broadcast on it, and I advise everybody to listen to that. You would find it on the Final Call YouTube account. And mm-hmm. what he's talking about is he's actually speaking. He's articulating it in a way that is extremely awesome. And what I mean is he basically lays down what the colonials are doing, why they're doing it, in relationships to Libya, and he actually breaks down why he's actually supporting Gaddafi. Okay? And he's basically saying everything that we're saying in a sense where we talk about how the Most High is going to be with his children. Okay? Because the area in which these things are happening in are actually setting up this end time scenario. Okay? And the people that are doing this to Libya are the Amalekites. These are the seed of the Amalekites. Okay? Because it's their power, it's their weapons, it's their system that they're trying to protect. Okay? These people have created a system in banking and financing that is so powerful that it controls the world. Everybody knows this now. But not many people knew it a long time ago. Okay? Now, you cannot manage a system with people knowing how it works. What I mean is, like, you cannot manage a demonic system or a system of criminology that people know about. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you have something that's criminal, okay, if I'm going to con you, I can't con you if you know the con. And what's happening is we know the con game now. Okay? So if we know the con game, then the con game cannot persist. It cannot proceed. Because the demons have to hide under the rocks to survive. The light of the sun is going to burn them up. And what's happening is they can bomb Libya now. But the thing is, before, people would believe them saying that Gaddafi was this terrorist and he deserved to die, right? But now when you read the message boards, people are saying stuff like, no, the protest was started by the CIA, and no, the protest had MI6 members in it, or they know who the Muslim Brotherhood is. They know that Al-Qaeda is basically a combination of the CIA. So now they know that most of these protests are staged. So now, for the first time in history, the majority of the people are on the side of the people in which our government is bombing. So they are losing all support of the people. That's the first thing. So now what happens is this illusion, okay, this illusion is starting to fall. All right? It is starting to fall. And now what's happening is the longer that Gaddafi lives, the worse it is for them. Because they're killing more and more civilians. Okay? Now, when Farrakhan was speaking about this, he was basically telling the world that this is pretty much the final push for this European colonialization. And he was explaining how Gaddafi. Does somebody want to say something? Okay, I heard something in the background. He was explaining how Gaddafi was actually helping the African nation around him. You know what I mean? It's like he was saying, like, how when Gaddafi was actually took over the government, okay, the money that he received from the oil, he was giving it back to the Libyan people. But he understood that you can't have a successful Libya and then have all the other countries around you poor, because that would make an unsafe Libya. So what he did was he decided to help the countries around him. Now, another thing happened was when they put that embargo on Gaddafi, he couldn't trade with anybody in the West. So he started to trade internally, meaning like he started to trade with the countries within Africa. Okay? And then he wanted to start a African Union, so to say, United States of Africa, that would just trade within the African countries and were able to compete with the European nations and then start charging the Europeans as a continent for what they want in their goods. And then he was changing the actual, he was going to change the gold standards. All right, he was actually going to start trading in gold. And that was the last draw. Then they went in there and they started bombing him. But, you see, now we know why he's bombing him. Before, a long time ago, prior to the internet and YouTube and, you know, these networks, we would still be lost in the sauce, as I say. We would still be lost in them telling us why they were bombing Libya. We seeing these uprising and saying, wow, these people are sick of this dictator, right? But now we have time to actually look at it. We have time to, like, read it and actually see it. And then, scriptures, time tells all lies, right? Time reveals all lies. And that's what's happening right now. They can't go in there and just wipe him out. Now we are beginning to understand the truth, okay? Mm-hmm. And these people are losing all their credibility. Now that's good and bad. The good thing is that we are able to see the downfall of these criminals that have been destroying this planet for so long. The bad thing is these people are getting desperate. And if they're getting desperate, what are they going to do about this? Okay? Now, I don't want to sit here and yak all day. Does anybody have any anything to say on this? How about you, brother Jamal?
Well, I mean, I think you said it perfectly, actually. You know, there's really not much I can add to that. I mean, you really covered it, bro.
You sure have.
You really covered it.
My goodness. Very well done, Brother D.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I'm sorry, go ahead, bro.
Oh, I wasn't really getting ready to say too much, and I thought you were finished. I was just thinking about how far the seed of the Malachi seed is stretched out in the usurpation. As Brother Dawid was talking, I was just thinking about all that too, also along with it.
But I mean, a question that I'm going to ask is this: Is Gaddafi is he also a usurper?
Yeah, he admitted it.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, that's what I was pretty much assuming that he was anyway.
Yeah, he admitted it.
Right. Okay.
You know when he admitted it, brother Fortune.
When was that?
Is when he said he apologized to the. He said, "I apologize for the Arabs. You know, for the enslavement of the Africans," and then he admitted that Libya was a black nation prior to them coming there.
Right.
So basically, right. He's basically admitting that, yes, my ancestors were usurpers, but I, as a leader of Libya, apologize to you what we have done to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yes, brother. Look it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gaddafi apologized for the slave trade, you know?
Wow.
That's been a while.
Okay.
That's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I don't even think that all the states in the United States has even apologized. I know New Jersey, where I'm from, just apologized, what was it, about 5 years ago, 4 years ago? They finally apologized. But, you know, I think there's still a lot of states that didn't even apologize for it. You know, and I, and when you think about other nations of people, I mean, you know, if you, the United States did this to another nation of people, they'd be breaking their necks trying to apologize.
Yes.
You know. But you know, I, and I think that it's amazing to me that our people do not even attempt to stand up for what's been done to our people. We've been so apologetic to a point to where we even, it seems like we're apologizing almost for, or how should I say this? It seems as though if somebody, if one of us stands up, that our other brothers and sisters will almost seem a bit embarrassed that we're standing up for what we're doing. You know, it's, that's always amazed me. That's always amazed me about our people. And I understand, you know, I understand to a degree of why it's happening because of all the brainwashing. And
yeah,
that
conditioned.
And we're conditioned. But, I mean, that just, even though I understand that, it just always amazed me.
I completely agree. I think to some extent, because the brainwashing is so heavy and because of our condition and the curses that we're in, it seems as though at this particular point in time that we are at, to speak up now, they feel like it's either pointless or that we'd be making a fool of ourselves or something. And then therein comes the embarrassment or the shame when someone finally does stand up. They think it's just no point. Like, why are you saying something? It's pointless. It's hopeless. It's the way things are. So then they get embarrassed and somebody actually says something.
Right.
But, you know, that's part of what we have to break. And while
yeah,
we're
you're
in
right.
this particular mode that we're in, to break all of that. And because we're approaching it so professionally, we can do that. It may take a little bit longer, but it's going to be heard and it's going to resonate because we're doing it in such a different way. A lot of people don't expect our people to be intelligent. They're not going to expect us to be speaking so eloquently. They're just kind of, you know, hoping that we'll come out pointing fingers and shouting and switching and, you know, speaking with slang and whatnot. But I think it's really going to resonate because of the way we're doing what we're doing.
I agree.
You know,
thank you for that, Sister Leah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's
and you know, this I think brother Jamel, when what we have to do, and I'm serious about this, is we have to stand our own 2 feet and not even worry about other people when it comes to this.
Right,
because
exactly.
Because our ancestors dropped the ball, right?
Yep.
And it's
yep.
time for us
yep.
to pick up the ball. And mm-hmm. as long as I breathe, if I'm the only one speaking about it, somebody from the Hebrew of the Sidi Yaakov, someone that is Hebrew of the Sidi Yaakov, is speaking of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we need, is somebody to acknowledge it. And if someone wants to stand with me on that, then let's do it together. But I am not ashamed, okay, to acknowledge slavery. It happened. It was a
mm-hmm.
horrible thing. But we must speak about it. Now, as we speak about it, we can start to ask the question, why did this happen to these people? Okay? You see, before we didn't want to talk. We kind of wanted to brush it under the rug because America said we should brush it under the rug and move on. We don't care about the 40 acres and the mule because the South took that back right after they won the war, or they lost the war or whatever, and they signed the agreement, but they took it back and they made the sharecroppers and the Jim Crow. We don't want to speak about all that. We don't want to speak about people beating us in the head in the 60s and the hoses and stuff and just being able to vote and all that stuff, or the abortions. We don't want to speak of all that. Why? Because we should just brush it under the rug. At the same time, our people are dying. At the same time, right? We are uneducated. We are in the prison system. I don't have to go over the list of things that's wrong with us today. And now we are quiet, right? Listen now, we're quiet. We live in the United States of America. We are American citizens, right? Even though I'm over here, I'm still a damn American citizen. We are American citizens, and we don't speak out for our brothers and sisters over in Africa that are being blown to hell right now and that are being starved to death in Somalia. So what we need to do is understand that we have a voice and we have power behind that voice because we are a part of the system that is destroying the world. So we have to speak out against it. Now, because we have been brushing the stuff under the rug for so long, we have forgotten where we came from. We are slaves, okay? We are the ancestors of slaves.
Yep.
Okay? We came here as property.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They had the Jim Crow on us. They have decided everything that we speak, our religion, clothes, names, everything. And until we acknowledge that, we aren't going to know where we come from. Now,
I say that
because of this. Where do we come from? All right? Now, when we find out that we come from the seed of Yaakov, the whole game changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we are related to those people in Deuteronomy 28, now there is more power than this knowledge of knowing who we are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That power that we have now is understanding that we are chosen of the Most High and we have a job to do. Okay?
Right. We're no longer just from Africa. We actually have a lineage.
We have a lineage. We have a purpose. Okay? Now, we can go through the whole debates about, no, it's the British Israelites. No, it's the people in Israel. No, it's this and that and this. Know them by their fruits. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, for how many years have we seen the name of the Most High being represented by the Catholic Church or these weak-kneed Christians that say they are doing it in the name of the Most High? Case in point. Colonialization has colonized the world in the name of Christianity. Okay? Christianity is saying that we are blessed by the Most High. They are blessed by God. So they have the right to go to every nation and say, here is God, this is God. And what do? With this God, they take over the resources and enslave the people.
And
now the people are thinking that this is the God that I am accepting in Christianity. I used to have land and water and food. My family was happy. We were healthy. Things were going good. And now all of a sudden, I got this God, and now I'm poor, I'm broke, I'm dying, I can't eat. This is a representation of God. Okay? Do you think this is a representation of God? We have people in Israel right now saying that they represent the Most High. They are blowing people up, enslaving them, starving them, denying coloring books. Every low, degraded, heathenistic crap that you can think of, these people are doing in a land that they're saying is that they was given to them by the Most High. So now we're looking at people that are saying they're doing this in the name of our Father.
Right.
Why is that? Because the real Hebrew is not standing up.
Right.
Okay? We need to represent.
Mm-hmm.
The world is now thinking that the representation of the Creator is lived through Christianity, the Holy Roman Church, you know, that's Christianity, Catholicism and all that stuff, and through those people in there that are fronting as the Seed of Yaakov, better known as the Ashkenazi Jews. Now, why should we stand for that?
We shouldn't.
That's right.
No, we shouldn't.
No.
Absolutely should not.
Of course not. Of course not.
Mm-mm.
Now, I'm a little silent here because I want y'all to give me some feedback. And we really need to, you see, because here's, let me explain to people that are listening in. When we do our Skype calls, everybody's yakking. And we are involved in the conversation. But because we're being recorded, people are a little bit nervous, right? But I'm going to tell, it's just, it's one of those things where, you know, people get kind of like, okay, if I say this, it's recorded. Don't worry about it. Look, we ain't got much time to say what we need to say, all right? I just have this feeling in my spirit that, you know, once it's being revealed that the Hebrews are truly waking up and have a method on getting it out there in a way that is articulated and truthful, believe you me, they're going to try everything in their power to kill the signal.
Kill it.
Okay? Now, the reason why we're able to speak now is because we are able to hide under all the chatter. All right? There's a lot of chatter out there. And they're not really quite listening yet. All right? They're looking at it a little bit, and they're kind of like saying, what are these people saying? Oh, there's only a couple of them. They ain't really saying, man, they ain't got no power behind them. But I'm going to tell you what. There's going to come a time when they're going to realize that there are some true Hebrews that are speaking the truth and not hatred. We are doing it in love, but we are doing it with authority, with the blessings of the Most High. We are speaking the truth to power. And when they realize that we ain't going to stop, they're going to try everything in their power to kill the signal. So while we have the time to kind of be free with this, we need to use it while we got it.
Brother Dawid?
Yes.
I think Sister Georgia wants to come into the call.
Oh, sure. Where's Sister Georgia? Which number?
I told her to call in. I'm asking her, what is her area code?
419241.
I think that might be it.
Sister George, is this you?
Hello.
Hey.
There we go.
Oh, I'm on. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom. I've been there for a while listening, trying to see what you guys are talking about today. Sorry I'm late, but I have a show later on at 8, and I was trying to get some stuff done. But I'm basically just wanting to get in, you know, and maybe I can add too, but I want to, you know, sit back and listen to what you guys have to say first.
Okay, you're welcome, sister. I'm just yakking right now.
Oh, good. Like what I hear so far.
But you're totally welcome, sister. And this is what we do, though. We you know, we get together on Saturday. We actually have a lot of constructive things going on. We're in the process of building a website. It's going to be free. People can just sign in, the members. I'm building it now. Everybody's going to be able to have blogs on there. We can post videos. We can network. It's going to be really nice. It's just taking a while because I'm doing it myself, and I want to make sure that everything is correct. And it's going to be a backup plan for when they actually start shutting things down. So I'm trying to work ahead prior to things changing. And working on flyers. You know, I'm still working on that PDF, by the way. And what I want to do is I want to put that PDF file on the site that I'm building, so we can actually download the material and stuff and hand it out to people. Okay.
Yeah, I had a question about that. Were you still going to send the Photoshop version, or can I go ahead and take the current PDF that I have and get it made into postcards and send it out?
Yeah, do the PDF, because what I was thinking was I thought that maybe we're going to send it to the actual lab, the printing lab, and they were going to print it out, the printing shop, and they were going to print out the flyers at the printing shop. But the thing is, we're just going to print it out from our computer onto paper, and actually that's a lot easier. So, yeah, just take the PDF file and print that out, because I was going to convert it into PDF and get flyers and, I don't know, my brain was somewhere else.
Okay, so. I'll go and get get it made into like postcard size, and then I'm going to send out a few to each of you, so then you can go and either hand them out or make copies or duplicate them or something like that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sister Leah. Yeah, that would be good. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome. I'm really excited about this.
Okay. I don't know. Are you finished, Lee? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was going to add to Brother that we want us to start talking and, you know, compliment him on what we were chatting about or want us to start to speak up, and I was going to share some things. But I can wait, and you can speak first. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to bring up there's interesting conversation in the chat room, and I just want to address something. I noticed that a lot of times that, and I'm not saying that anyone's doing this right now. I don't know where anyone's heart lies, but I can only tell you what's within my heart. But I feel that a lot of the brothers and sisters look almost down on Hamitic people, and I think that should be addressed. They are still our brothers and sisters, and you know, some of them have moved on to other religions, and you know, some of them may not be practicing the way they should practice, but at the same exact time, if we're going to separate people based upon whether or not they've taken a religious turn, you know, our job is to try to bring everyone back that are the children of the Most High. You know, we talk about Africans like, or Hamitic people. I know there are some Hebrews that think that if you're, believe in the curse of Ham. And I don't believe that. Ham was never cursed. Yes, you there? Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. I can hear.
Okay. Ham was never cursed. And that's in the Bible. Ham was never cursed. And, you know, if anybody can show me where Ham was actually cursed, I would love for them to show me that. It was Ham's youngest son, Canaan, that was cursed, not Ham. So I think that we need to stop looking for differences. There still are brothers. I mean, look at the Ethiopians. Where did the Hebrews come from? So, I mean, I think that's something that really needs to be addressed, because we're making more divisions, more than what the European has done amongst us. We need to look at the truth of a lot of things, and we have to start bringing these Semitic people back. So, you know, but like I said, it's a very good conversation going on in the chat room. I don't know whether or not anyone else wants to address the conversation.
I'd like to back you up on that, because I see that. Ham was never cursed. The scripture that, I won't call the brother's name out, but I see it in the chat room. Noah pronounced a curse on Canaan. Ham
right.
was never cursed. See,
right.
I don't mean this as criticism, but this is what I mean, Dawi, when I spoke with you earlier this week about what I called Hebrew Christianity.
Right,
the same habits we had in Christianity. The minute we find out that we're the people of the book, we change the names, but it's still Christianity. It's
right.
Hebrew. Pour the old wine out. I mean, pour it out completely. Turn that bottle upside down. Tap the bottle. Make sure every drop is gone. Fill it up with something new.
Let me back you up on that, but let me talk about the bottle. Let's pour the bottle out and break it. They need to break the bottle out and pour the wine out, because they need to put new wine in new bottles.
right. Exactly. Destroy that bottle.
Absolutely, bro.
And then look at the word in a brand new light instead of pointing fingers at each other saying this scripture is wrong, this scripture is right, et cetera, because we used to beat each other over the head with the Bible and Christianity, but in the word and truth, we're all seeking the truth. So we should look at it in a way that is always garnering and gaining knowledge and understanding rather than saying, you know, this is this and that is that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I want to add something to that, too. Now, you know, I know where the problem started from. What it is when we were in our state of ignorance, and I mean spoiled as a nation, destroyed as a nation, not knowing that we were the Father's children, because this society has always taught us that we're African-American, that's where they set the separation right there. Now, once you get into understanding that the Father, it's not that we pick out different people, but the Father has laid those rules out into the nations, and he's told you about each nation. No, Ham was not cursed. Yes, it was his lineage, Canaan, that was cursed. But what we're getting to understand now is we have to understand that many of our people remained in those areas. It's not so much that we're African, but a lot of our people remain over there. You know, we're scattered all over. So when it comes to what it is we were trying to make everybody aware, first of all, that we are not African. We are Hebrews. Okay, we look like them, but we're not them. So people took it a role from there, and then you had the people who are in one foot, not into Christianity, but into Egyptology, another man-made religion. Basically, it wasn't a religion of our father, let's say that. So now we're coming across where a lot of people are still holding on just to that, not understanding that point had to be made known, because that was the biggest drawback and the biggest thing that held our people in ignorance. Because the world has taught us, oh, you're not just Negroes, not just blacks, but you're African Americans. So once you understand that, no, you're not an African American, just don't take it too far and say, well, my people are not in Africa. Yeah, some of our people are still there. And I think that's where the confusion comes from. And once we get to the division of hold on, baby, I'm on the phone. Once we get to the division of understanding that we are not African, we are Hebrews, but many of our brothers and sisters are scattered all over the world as well as in Africa. And as far as anything that's been taught, if you're teaching by the scriptures, you know, you have that understanding. We're talking about nations. We're not talking about this person or that. We're talking about nations. So I think that people got to stick with what the Father says. He speaks about nations. He's not speaking about every single person. But, yes, our people were in Africa. And I think that's where you get the some people feel like, well, we're turning our people away. No, not really. If you are teaching according to Scripture and you just talk about a certain nation that is spoken of in the Bible, then you can understand that, well, that would either be my people or that's not my people. But regardless, all of us still, no matter what nation or people you come from, you still got to come back to the Father if you want to be saved. You got to do it.
That's right. That's right.
That's true.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Thank you, sis.
I understand exactly where you come. Yeah, thank you, sis. I just think that that this is definitely a topic that needs to be addressed amongst all of us. You know, it's that has been placed in the Bible. Not placed in the Bible, but actually that's one of the things that has been taught in the pulpit that's not in the Bible at all.
Right.
Jamel.
I want you to
finish your point, and then I can make a comment on that.
Okay. Yeah, and so that was something that was taught in the pulpit that was never taught, to my knowledge, in the Bible. Okay, and we hold on to it, and that goes back to what the brothers are saying. You know what I mean? We have moved from being a Christian to a Hebrew Christian. And we have to shed all this. That stuff was said, not written, but said, in order to justify slavery, in order to justify putting all of us into slavery with darker colored skin. Okay? Because as long as we're going around, we're repeating that, we're justifying what our forefathers have gone through. We're justifying what's happening and taking place over there in Africa. So we have to be very careful with our words, very careful. And I'm not directing this. I'm directing this to everyone, you know. So, you know, this is something that we really have to start. We have to really start thinking about what we say before we say it, and understand what we're saying. But you know, that's it. You got it, Brother Dawood.
Okay, my brother. Yeah, I wanted to mention something. You know, the funny thing is, I had a conversation with a brother earlier this week, and he had a question concerning Ham, and he made a statement about the lineage of Ham. So whenever someone has a question, I take the opportunity to really do a deep research on it, because I want to try to give the best answer I can with my limited knowledge that I have on it, and then they could take that to the next level, right? Now, in saying that, what I discovered in this research concerning this topic of Ham is we really have to do deep research on this and then understand that the deception that was brought out is easily found to be a fraud if you just take about 5 minutes. It all took me about 5 minutes, really, to really look at it. And when you look into the curse, it talks about They get confused between something that is shameful or something that is sleeping with the wife, because the whole curse is talking about Ham sleeping with Noah's wife, which means that Ham slept with his mother, and you know, it all gets confusing and crazy. Now, what happened was during the time of slavery. And not even before that, we have let's say the Mormons, okay? The Mormons created this doctrine that was saying that Ham was cursed because the offspring of Ham was his mother. And that curse was black skin, okay? And then they start to go on with other curses, okay? Actually, let me read it. I'll read it because it's better. The curse of Cain. It says, Cain's blood was preserved on the ark through Egyptus' wife of Ham. So now his wife was Egyptus, because they're trying to say this is where Egypt comes from. It does come from Ham, but from Mithram. Okay? But see how they're twisting it, right? Then it says, the book of Abraham, accepted by Mormons, as part of their canon, is the source of the story of this Egyptus who's preserved the curse as pertaining to the priesthood by surviving the flood as Ham's wife. Thus do the Mormons combine the widespread belief that Cain's curse was the blackness of his skin with another idea common in European and American, that the curse of Ham for seeing his father's nakedness was black skin. Okay, now actually I got one of those confused. Let me get this right. And then here's another one that says, accepting the theory that God had cursed black people, some have used the curse as a biblical justification for racism. These racial and ethnic interpretations of the curse and the mark have been largely abandoned by theologians since the mid-20th century, although the theory still has some following, especially among white supremacists. See, now what we have to understand is that what we're doing is we're actually helping the white supremacists justify their racism by not doing the research, and by being what, you know, our brother Daryl has so wonderfully stated, a Hebrew Christian, okay?
Right.
We need to pour out the old wine and break the bottles and put new wine in new bottles, because what's happening is we are taking this Christianity, the knowledge of Christianity, and taking on it still. We have waken up, but we're still taking on this burden, this bondage. Now, what actually happened with Ham and in Genesis is what we're looking at is why. Okay, this is basically the main point of Ham and Noah. The main point that we should really be concentrating from Ham and Noah is what Canaan did to Shem. Not what Ham did to Noah. What Canaan did to Shem. That is more important than what Ham did to Noah. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it was Canaan who took the land of Shem.
Mm-hmm.
It was Canaan that was able to be usurped by the Amalekites, which caused all of the problems we are in today. You see,
there you go.
See, Joseph. See, Yahushua.
Did we lose you, bro?
Did we lose him?
Sound like I can hear you.
Yeah, you know what?
He dropped.
He dropped.
They stopped him, but he was telling the truth.
Yeah, he's getting ready to get on those Amalekites.
The last word I heard was Yahushua.
Yep. They said, oh, stop him. Stop him.
But I really want to finish hearing what Brother Dawood was want to say, but I want to make sure that we understand something here also. That the reason why we have to think, why was Noah and his sons, and their wives, of course, why were they saved? Why was everyone else destroyed? Because all of them, it wasn't just Shem. All of them were the children of the Most High. They were the purest. So everyone else was destroyed. So we need to stop making separations between the brothers for right now. I'm not talking about their descendants. I'm talking about the brothers as of right now. They were all pure. So, and I see Gavin in the chat room says maybe not Ham, but that's the reason why they were saved, okay? I don't believe that that the Most High is going to make a mistake by destroying everyone else, all right, and telling one or two of the brothers to come on if they weren't supposed to be there. The whole idea was purification. It wasn't until, so in other words, all of them had the correct teachings. They had, all of them understood how to worship and pay homage to the Most High. It was just as generations have gone after them that changes started to take place. So I don't think that we should be focusing on the brothers. It's about more about what happened after the brothers did their generations. Because Yefet, he was a child of the Most High. So it wasn't until his lineage, all right, that started the Isles of the Gentiles. So something happened, all right, not to Shem, but it was his lineage. And that's what we mm-hmm. have to start paying attention to, you know. But as long as we can sit up there and say Ham, that means everything after Ham, everybody who came after Ham, I'm sorry, everyone from Ham down, all right, are cursed. You know, and that's not the point that was being made there. So, you know, that's what I wanted to cover. Anyone else want to add to anything? I don't want to go. We had
go ahead, George.
I want to add just a little quick something.
Sure.
You see, here's what it is. I'm going to tell you. As the Father reveals to us, we can dispel these lies. But right now, many of our people don't understand. I know what you're hitting around to. I know about that. But see, until we bring this information out, and I have a feeling this information is going to come out very soon, you know, they're going to think that because that's all they know and they can't figure it out. Well, wait a minute. We know that the serpent seed, and I don't know if that's what you're speaking of, but that's what I'm speaking of. We know that it came out in certain lineages. Now,
right.
Like the Bible
right.
says, it didn't curse Ham, you know.
Right.
No, Ham wasn't cursed, but one of his sons were. So
right.
people can't, because they don't understand the deeper meaning of what is just plain and obviously being able to be read, they're not going to get it. And until we bring this information out, that's why we bring it out, so we can change the perception that this world has given and making you war against your brothers. You can't stop warring unless you know the truth, and right now no one's talked about it. I know I've hinted around to it somewhat on my shows, and I've heard a couple other shows hint around to it. But until we have a show where we bring that information out and let the people see, and actually that was one of the shows I plan on doing this week, and it's going to go in, but I know mine will only be at so much of a level. Somebody else is going to have to come on and give a little bit more research and show, give more, you know, understanding to this. We can't get around that because everybody's trying their best to do what is right according to Scripture. But when we know that these people have hidden so much, it's hard for people to come to that truth and have understanding. You see, the Father is waking our people up to more than just, hey, we're Hebrews. He's waking us up to understand when certain words are said in the Scripture. What is it talking about? Well, when you put that together, well, what happened during this time period? Which, if you look into the world today, because I was doing research, and I guess I can say it, I'm going into the Hyksos. As I was doing research, you know, I'm finding that, and Brother D and I have been talking as well, but, you know, I'm getting into understanding why certain things were done in the Scripture in the time when we were in Egypt. That's a big clincher about what you're speaking of. You know, throughout Scripture, I did a show with the help of brothers and sisters. I did a show recently that went over the book of Joel. It went into a little bit of that understanding. But until we really nip it and bring it out and allow the people, and this is going to dispel the lies taught in this world, because I went to a few of these European sites, and I'm telling you, they're trying to say that people are lying, that there were never any dark races that were ruling in Egypt, you know, in Africa. But, oh, hey, how you doing?
I just got cut out. I couldn't hear nothing. The daggone computer froze up. I don't even know if it looks like we're still on air, but I'm not sure if you can hear it.
Yep, everybody.
Yeah, because I can't hear it on the.
I can hear it loud and clear. Yeah.
Can you hear it on? Is it recording still?
Yeah, it's still
recording.
Well, I'm going to finish this comment, and I'm going to back up again. But what I'm saying is I was really wanting to bring this information out, because what I'm seeing as I go and I venture some of these European sites, I'll just say that, Edomite sites, whatever you want to call it. When I venture some of these sites, what they are doing, just like they tried to hide us by, you know, taking us out of Scripture, what they're trying to do is bring about that they understand the Hyksos. But they're trying to say, no, it was the Hyksos who was there all along throughout the Bible, just like the Jewish people were always through the Old and New Testament. No. There's a time period where certain things took place, and unless we bring that information forward, they can continue with their lies and keep the people dumbed down and ignorant, having the people not want to understand, no, we are the people. And, yes, certain things were done in the Bible that have never been spoken of. And when you go to the Gentiles to hear it, they want to tell you, no, there was no people in power of dark skin. That was fabricated, when the true fabrication was done by them. So I think it's important we bring this out. I don't think it's so much that anybody wants to hate anybody, especially not one of our own, but the problem is we don't know the total truth of it. Once we bring this truth out about the Hyksos, about what's going on in the Scriptures, then people can start to say, ah, I see. Now I understand what this part's talking about. And I think that's just how we're going to have to do it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think one thing that I'm going to say is this, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I've been trying to choose my words very carefully, because I don't want to lead into something else deeper. But I am going to ask anyone who can hear my voice, all right, to look something up on the internet, okay? And you will see that backed up by scientific fact. If you look up the Neanderthal genome, okay, and you find out information about the Neanderthal genome, and the important thing is find out where that what happened. That's going to explain to you what happened to the Neanderthal. Okay, then you can start asking yourself the question: why all of a sudden? Because Japheth was never a Gentile. And it never states that he was a Gentile. Well, that will explain to you how the Gentiles came into existence. Just like Ham was never a Gentile. And obviously Shem was never a Gentile. So everyone do their research.
Please do your research.
Yeah, and think it out for yourselves. Because it's no use. And hopefully this doesn't come out the wrong way. But there's no use of me telling you anything I'm not saying this to anyone directly, I'm just speaking in general. There's no use of me telling you anything if your perceptions are completely different. We can look at the same exact thing, all right? We can see something happening out right now in the street, all of us can be standing together in one group, but it's how you perceive what happened will determine your truth. So if I perceive what's happening differently, then you perceive it different from me, your truth of what just happened and what just took place they're going to be completely opposite. Maybe not opposite, but definitely different. So I encourage everyone to do your research. Do your research. Let's all stop guessing about certain things because the answers are out there. We just have to stop taking other people's words for things. We have to stop assuming things because we have a habit of assuming things and just running away with it. And then all of a sudden it takes us off track. And if it takes us off track, it's going to take us to a destination in which we never intended on being at and believing that it's the truth. So we need to start understanding, number one, who are God's children, who are the Gentiles, why are the Gentiles who they are, and how did they become that. But like I said, look up Neanderthal genome. Do your research. This is something that scientists have found, and they found it mid last year. But if you notice, they don't talk about it too much on the news, but this is all over Science Journal, and they are amazed. They are amazed.
Your brother,
No,
first of all, are you finished, my brother?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, because I wanted to add this in. I back you up with that 100%, and you're right, because I did research on that, Kofa brought that up, I think, once before. So that's two witnesses coming from two different sources, you know. So it's 100% on that. But the thing is that this information is not really new to them, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The information
right. Yeah, it's not
they
new
to
them
know,
at all.
No, it's not new to them, but now they have to bring it out. Because of the internet, and if they try to keep it quiet, it's just going to be even worse. So now they have to come out and say, yeah, it's true, but it's no big deal. But it is a big deal. It's a big deal because this proves that there is a separate race other than the one that we have been told. What does this mean? This means that the information that we have been given has a lot of holes in it. And the people mm-hmm. that have translated the books into mm-hmm. English, into Latin, into the language that we are reading and telling us that it means what it means have lied to us. So therefore, we have to pour out the wine and bust the daggone bottles and put new wine and new bottles in it. That means we have to do the research ourselves and begin to understand the lies that they have told us. Okay?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
When it comes to this genome, this Neanderthal genome, we have to revisit the story of Noah and Japhet, because it says that Japhet went into the isles of the Gentiles. Japhet went in black and came out white.
My wife.
Now, how did that happen?
Yes.
Okay.
How? That's the
Where
question.
Is the Amalekite?
How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the question. How?
Once we start to understand this, all right, it's going to open up a whole new picture to you. Some of the things that you've been taught, some of the things that you've been telling your family members, your friends, you're going to realize that, you know what, you've been misguiding them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not our fault. I've done the same exact thing before.
Me too.
But, you know, there are a lot of corrections. And this is the reason why this is so important, because all of us, we're going to have some differences, obviously. You know, we're not going to agree with everything. But this is a place where we can all exchange our information, all right, put the feelings aside, put the ego aside, put the pride aside, you know, and learn from each other. You know, if something doesn't, like I said, if something does not sound right, we should be able to fix upon that. And, you know, I think what happens is a lot of times with our people, I don't know whether or not we feel as though we're not qualified to say anything, whether or not, you know, maybe we're afraid we're going to sound foolish. Let me tell you something. There is no such thing, I'm sure we've all learned this, there's no such thing as a stupid question. No such thing. If you don't know, you just don't know. You know, and then if you don't know something and you start to question it and people start getting upset, you're going to start to find out the person that's been telling you this stuff don't know either. So, I mean, let's be real here. And, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I'm trying not to overstep my bounds and talk too much, because, you know, I get to a point where I start hitting people on the head with certain things. You know, but I don't think that right now is the right time for me to do this right now. But I just want to just get everyone to understand, do your research, question people. Question people. This is about your salvation. All right? So don't take anybody's word for anything. Look everything up.
And you know, like, you don't have to start hitting them in the head today. But in the future broadcast, please hit him in the head, my brother.
Very well said. Very well said.
They know me, so.
Very well said.
So, Brother Donald, you swing a hat too, brother. let's be real with it, brother. You swing a hat.
Yeah, I swing an axe, you know, and I pay for it, but hey, if I got to stand alone, I stand alone. And within my heart, if I'm doing the work of the Most High, if he puts something in my mouth, I have to say it. That's all there is to it.
Exactly.
You
know? You know, and that's the thing.
If I'm wrong, I'm sorry,
brother, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and then if I'm wrong about it, I apologize, and I will correct it, and then I will tell you that I was wrong with it. I'm not the kind of person that is going to say something and then be wrong about it and then keep my peace because my pride is too high. No. That's not me. You know, I'm like, I know that we have been lied to so long, and I understand that the information we're getting it from a liar. He lied about everything. So what are we doing? We are repeating the lies that he told us to you and taking it as fact without looking for it. You know, it's ignorant.
That's right.
Hey, can I just throw something in there real quick, you guys?
Sure.
Okay, because I see we only got 5 minutes left, and I'm getting ready to get out of here anyhow because I still have to prepare for the show today. But I just wanted to tell you guys that I think this is really wonderful. I think a lot is coming to the plate. I think that we have been stuck on a level where the information that's going to be coming forward, and I know what this information is, some of us know a little more, but when we start sharing this information with the family and this information comes forward, there'll be no place for certain people to hide. I'll put it like that, and I'm going to let you read between the lines, but I will also state this. I think it's important. I think it's not by chance that we are coming into this information. I think that, as well as everyone knows, we hear about the Satanic 2012. Well, I found out some information today which kind of alarmed me. But the Father's word is true. Every man is a liar when it comes to what's in the scripture and what somebody says. Now, when we bring this other information out, we got to realize because we're coming into the 2012, they got a plan. They do have an agenda. And I'm hoping that when I bring out this information, I'm trying to get it done for either next Friday. And I have it as a Forbidden Knowledge series, or if I might have it Thursday, I don't know, but we'll see. The whole point is we're getting to that time period, even with the prophecy that is spoken for us in Genesis
Genesis speaking of the 400-year prophecy. It's getting close for that time for us as well. So things are changing. The information that we're bringing out, it's not by chance. The Most High is pouring out His Spirit, His Ruach, on all His children. And like they said, many are called, few are chosen. If you get the word, regardless if that word may make you look silly, because nobody's ever talked about this before, we have to speak about it. We have to give scripture. We have to give understanding, because we are entering a new time period real soon here, where we got to be putting forth this truth, because there's too many lies, and the lies are getting stronger. And not only are the lies getting stronger, but we're dealing with spiritual forces right now. So we've really got to put all this information forward, regardless if we have been in error. Like Brother Dawid said, you know, it's nothing wrong with being saying, hey, I was wrong, because the whole point is the Father has a time period. None of us are going to get it before He is ready for us to get it. But when we get it, what do we do? Do we keep our mouths shut like we've always been doing, or do we speak the truth? And when we do that, we just got to ask the Father to, you know, give us the words so that we can speak boldly within Scripture, showing, hey, this is what He's talking about. And I just want to add that, because we only got 2 minutes left, but I want to add that because I think that's very important for this time period we're in right now. And the last thing I want to say is, family, I do have a show at 8 p.m. If you guys could, join me at 8 p.m., okay? I'm getting out of here. I got to go. I'm running late, family. But this was a wonderful, wonderful show. So we need to start having some more.
Thank you for coming, Sister Georgia.
Thank you, George. Right,
well, thank you for coming, sister. And hey, make sure everybody goes over to the Biblical
Shalom,
Hebrews.
Shalom, and I'll talk to everyone later.
Shalom,
okay,
sister.
Shalom.
Thank you so much.
Make sure everybody goes over there. Thank
shalom,
you.
Sister Georgia.
Shalom.
Shalom, sis. Shalom, sis.
Hey, but before we end the call, I want to do the tradition, because we're gonna end it, but I'm gonna read my the scripture, okay? Mm-hmm. And then somebody else can pick another scripture. We're going to read my scripture first. And what I do is, when we have our Hebrew Council meetings, we always close with scripture reading or prayer. Today we're actually going to close with some scripture reading. And this one is, of course, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. And it reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Okay? Anybody have anything else to say before these minutes tick away?
I just want to say thanks to everybody for coming out. It was great. Please come back. This is definitely been. This is good for us, and it got off kind of slow, but you know we relax. So this is a great show. So thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Sure. Hey, I just want to say. Well, I just want to let you also know, Brother Dawid, I believe that with laptop that we actually can have another hour run over for the show. Now, I don't know whether or not, you know, you may actually have something else planned, so I'm not saying that we should do that, but if you want, I believe that we should be able to have another hour, so a two-hour show can actually be a three-hour show. The people that are listening online, will be cut off, but the people that call in before this time is up, they can actually stay online, and it will be recorded and saved in archives.
Okay, well, let me play the last song. Let me say goodbye, okay. And then after the song, we'll come back, okay?
Okay, everyone else, please call in. The call-in number, if you'd like to still stay in, and listen to the conversation.
Okay, let me play this.
Now we shine your shoes like a looking glass. Right. When that water hit them shoes, it roll right off. Shine. Now we shine that shoe like a looking glass, make a fly do that natural left shine. Now we get that shoe like a looking glass, the water hit them, they're gonna roll right off shine. Now we put them shoes right on the lid when we know them shoes going to shine, they going to glit. Now we hit them shoes like a looking glass, them shoes going to do the natural shine. Now we're going to hit them shoes like a looking glass. When they water him, they're going to roll out or shine.
Okay, it says we have 58 minutes.
It gives you an extra hour.
All right, nice. Okay, good. I know that for next time. Then. All right, nice. Ooh, I'm going to sign off of, not off of this, I'm going to keep this going, but my blog talk.
You have to sign in for blog talk in order for it to say archive.
No. I mean, I'm going to sign off of my Skype because I'm calling in from the phone now. I'm going to try to see if I can recall in and use my headphones.
Oh, nah. If you hang up, you won't be able to call back.
That's going
to
be it.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear
you. Did he do it already?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hang
did
up.
Did he hear you?
It was just Skype. But
he
was
saying don't
still
hang
recording.
Up.
Okay, good.
I didn't hang up. No,
okay.
Don't hang up. But we're recording.
Wait,
we should do some.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm trying to. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Are we there? Okay.
That's funny.
Hey, y'all know what happened? My computer has never frozen like this before. It just froze up completely. I couldn't do nothing. I mean, nothing. But I like when that happens.
That was kind of weird there, brother.
Hitting them.
Yeah, but I've noticed that, too. You say too much, especially on blog talk. Weird things happen. Because it's happened to me before. So,
I don't think that happens to everybody.
So I don't know what I think. You can't say.
When Sister Georgia gets going, man, her whole system shakes up and shuts down. It'll be like every single one of the windows that she has open shuts down. She'll get crazy messages that pop up, you know, little hidden messages that are like attacking her. The phone will cut off or she can't get anybody back on the phone lines. I've had, when I'm on the chat room, the whole thing goes into this weird thing like this, says they can't connect to the server or the server shuts down or something like that. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. All right. I didn't want to go too deep into anything. I think that what's happened now and how we, because we're going to, you know, I know I spoke to Brother Dawid, earlier this week, also Brother D.
Wait, Jamel.
Yeah.
Before you get into anything.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
Is that
we're still recording.
From our standpoint and what we have been discussing, we know that this is going to be tough for a lot of people to swallow. So I think what we're trying to do, and I think what we're attempting to do, all of us, is we're trying to prepare people for new information. So certain things have been like weighing like heavy on my heart that I've really been wanting to speak about. And, you know, it's been weighing on me for a little while now. So, you know, I understand that, like I said, I understand that we have to prepare people because this, for some people, this is going to shake up their entire world. You know, so, like I said, if anything, you know, we have to start going our own studying. We have to, when we come together, we're going to have to start having a pure heart, all right, to actually try to receive some of this information. And I don't expect anyone to believe anything that we say until they research it for themselves. That's very, very important of what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking everyone to please just gather information. Write down some of the things that we say, some key words that we're saying, and go on your journey. like I said, this has been a huge problem, not just with our people, but with the entire world. And
yes.
I've learned something in the past, that if you repeat something or you tell somebody something enough times, they tend to believe it.
Yes.
So that's the reason why these people have been able to fool the entire world. Because all they have to do is keep saying it over and over again, and all of a sudden, even though it's coming from the same exact group of people or the same person, you're receiving confirmation over and over again. So we start to believe a lie. And this is what makes us sheep. You know, and these people actually look at us as sheep. So there's a reason for all this. There's a reason why we're going through what we're going through. But I have to say, part of the reason why we're going through it for so long is because it's our fault. And we have to change that.
I agree. May I add something to what you're saying, brother?
Sure.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly, and I also ask this to all the members. Do you think it would be beneficial during the week? And we mentioned this before. If we would gather information on things that are happening, current events that are happening in the world, relating them to Scripture, like Brother David has done before, and have like a small little snippet or lesson, like this week in the world, this is what's going on, and it relates to Scripture in this way, and it relates to us because Father has told us A, B, C, or D in Scripture, so that we have a little snippet or a little something to give or to talk about when we come to the Blog Talk shows. Like one of the meetings that we had, our brother Dawid brought the falling of the dollar, and he also brought like last week the colonialism and how it relates to what's going on in different countries. You know, something so that, because a lot of the shows on Blog Talk do talk about how we are the chosen and how it relates to Scripture and, you know, proving these facts, but it also has to be, I feel, something that relates to what's going on right now so that their eyes can be further open to go, oh, well, this is really important because these things are actually happening right now and Scripture said it was going to happen. So we go out in the world, we're not just going, well, I know I'm a Hebrew, but what does that mean today?
I think that's great. I think that's great. I think we should do that. I think that's part of the problem also, because a lot of people cannot relate to the Bible whatsoever. Some people look at it as, oh, well, that's old time stuff, or that's just stories, that's just made up, or whatever.
Right.
So I think it's very important to show how the Bible is actually true. The prophecies are still going, and how it also shows that that we are we are the chosen people. What we're going through is what we're supposed to be going through. I think that's something that we should definitely do. Definitely.
Okay. Everybody else?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I agree.
Any way we can hit these people, we have to hit them with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we are fighting an uphill battle, but we are outnumbered.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
we are, brother. So. This was a good show today. It really was. I know watching the chat line sometimes, you'll see a statement, but I did learn something today. If I see something that I don't agree with, I have to stop going into attack mode, and I have to be able to communicate with my brothers and sisters so we can at least dialogue some of this stuff. Because if I come back and go in attack mode, who can I reach? So I did learn something today. I learned something today. That was That was important for me. Because I didn't know how I was going to react to it.
But if you didn't go into attack mode, you wouldn't have brought that to attention, and we wouldn't have got that fruitful conversation out of it, my brother.
I know that, but what I'm doing, I'm showing you a weakness that I have. See, that's I'm confessing a weakness.
Okay.
I was almost going into insane attack mode, but I didn't do it because you know, like when I saw the comment about the ham thing. See, that's when I just I wanted to turn into one of the Brooklyn Brothers on the streets. You know, I'm about to put some curses on you, Ock.
But I just want to tell you, bro, that this is all being recorded. It's all going to be in archive.
I don't mean it in disrespect, though.
Right. So, you know, but no, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And, you know, that's something I think that a lot of us are going to have to work on. You know, so you're not alone in that weakness.
No, you're not.
So, you know, but that's a part of the having knowledge and understanding. We cannot have that without teaching the world. So we have
true.
To understand. We have to understand where they're coming from, and we have to also remember that we were once at some point in time there. And I have a problem with this too. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? I've had a huge problem with this, and I still have it to some degree. I try to work on it to the best of my ability. But when you're so used to trying to explain something to someone, and no matter what, even when they I realized that before my father owned a barbershop. So for years, I used to be a barber. Okay, so I'm used to those barbershop conversations. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes they get deep. And, you know, sometimes people, no matter what, they will bring it to an emotional level because you're challenging everything that they stand on. So we have to be very careful on how we address certain situations with them. That's the reason why I didn't want to go too deep into the genome. I had to have them look it up for themselves. If they're really interested and they want to learn, look it up for yourself and come back and we'll have a conversation. But when you start dealing with somebody, you start telling them something that they've never heard before or maybe they don't want to hear, automatically they get emotional. And emotion and logic cannot exist in the same place at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. So when they get emotional and you're coming at them with logic, all right, one or two things are going to happen. Either you're going to recognize that right away, try to end the conversation and step off, or you're going to continue to engage in the conversation, and it's going to wind up being a fist fight, and nobody learns anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this is something that I've learned through the years, because there's been plenty of times that, you know, I was ready to step out from barbershop doors with people. You know what I mean? Even though I was trying, to come with them with straight logic, you know, like I said, they can't exist at the same exact time. They're getting emotional. I'm trying to stay with logic, and all of a sudden, my emotions have to come out in order to combat theirs. So now it leads to something totally different. And to the bystander who was listening, now all of a sudden, everything that I was saying to him that made sense is
out the window.
Right, it's gone. So, like I said, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm still battling this with myself. I'm doing a lot better than I used to, obviously. But this is something that all of us have to keep in mind.
Very well said, brother. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So eloquently
right.
put. And you did a wonderful job, too, Brother D. I mean, you used scripture to start off with in opening up the point you're trying to make by saying, you know, the comment about the wineskins, because it's the same way that Yahushua spoke to them. I mean, it's the same thing. Not everything was candy-coated and sweet and calm. He did speak to them with some force, but you did use the scripture to begin with, and then...
Right.
Brother Dawid and everyone backed you up. So you had some emotion, but Yahushua had emotion as well. You didn't get carried away, and you know, relayed the point, and everybody, you know, helped out, and I think it was brought about, and the brother, he apologized, and he corrected himself, he admitted he was wrong, and everybody kept learning, so I think it was done well, and as you can see, I saw the chat room open, everybody had a wonderful time at the show, they were looking forward to another one, and I think everybody did a great job of saying who we are and what our mission is, and it turned out to be a show of understanding, and it was very peaceful.
Right.
Yeah, I believe it shows, too, that, you know, if they took out time to come to the show, that shows me that they're seeking the Most High.
Right.
So if I get something wrong, if, you know, I should be, you know, I can take correction. But we're all trying to seek the Most High, and He knows it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Bro, you did nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Actually, you handled yourself very well. So I mean, I think you did a great job. I think you did a great job. I was just saying
absolutely.
That just so everyone can remember. I wasn't even saying that directly to you. I was just saying it to everyone.
No. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But
right.
Yeah, you did an awesome job, bro. Very awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and we have to understand that I moved to another room. That's why you hear that echo. What we have to understand is that if we feel compelled to say something, say it. Because we know within this network, you know, we would not be a part of it if we weren't speaking in love and in the love of the Most High and trying to do the will of the Most High. So if someone says something and you want to correct them, let that spirit of correction and love come through you and say what you need to say. Because like I said before, what happened from that conversation, okay, the correction or the outburst that you had, that wasn't even an outburst, what you said, we learned a lot. We went into a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? And then my phone got cut off.
That was
powerful. That was powerful.
That is knocked off, brother.
Oh, brother, Jamel.
Yeah.
Jamel.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, happy birthday. You got a birthday this week, don't you?
Coming up on the 20th.
Yeah, I got a Facebook message telling me to wish you a happy birthday, an early happy birthday.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. I, you know, honestly,
I remember when I was turning 22.
I always forget my birthday. I really do.
I do too.
It's never been a big deal to me. So, but thank you. You know, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you are. I don't like celebrating them myself, though.
Yeah, I'm just getting older anyway.
I don't even want to think about it.
Right. But, you know, that's something that's all, like I said, this whole thing, whole hermetic thing has always bothered me. And whenever someone says something like that, I can just feel it like knots in my stomach kind of. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we don't know whether or not, you know, we don't even know whether or not we're hermetic. We don't even know whether or not, you know, because really, believe it or not, if you really truly think about it, the Hamites are, even though a lot of them are still on their same land, all right, they're being persecuted too.
Of course.
All right. And their children, in a lot of cases, all right, I mean, we've lost everything, all right, but they still have their land, but guess what? A lot of them have lost their original culture, all right, which is the same exact culture that we're striving to get back right now. They've lost it. We have to remember that the Arabs came through with Islam and forced them into slavery, has taken the women, all right, taken the children. And a lot of the things that we've gone through here, they've gone through in their own land. And they're still going through it. All right.
Can I?
I've spoken to Africans, some Africans, and you'll be surprised that a lot of these Africans do not even know their own history. They're living in, you know, and they just came from their own land. They don't know anything about their history. You know, so a lot of their history has been wiped out too. Not everybody, of course, not because Africa, well, the place they call Africa, is a huge continent. And we have a tendency to speak of Africa as though it's one country. You know, but that's the part of the mind games that are played to take the significance out of the land completely altogether. We look when we take and we lump all Africans together. You know, but I mean, there's so many different cultures, so many different beliefs there, so many different types of people. And I was reading in one of the blogs how somebody wrote, you know, they stick bones in their nose. Oh, are you trying to say everybody in that entire continent stick a bone to their nose? You know, but these are the things that we have been taught. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
That sticking the bone to the nose is straight from the European, man. That's straight from the European mind into our mind saying some dumb stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's degrading. You know what I mean? And, of course, that's culture. Of course, they have some people that had bones in the nose, but that was part of the tribe, and that's part of the culture.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But when you say that, you look down on it. You say, you know, that's what justified colonialization was that type of thinking. And here we are passing it on when we should be uniting with our brothers and sisters over there because they are going through hell.
Right.
Going through hell.
Right. And people always fail to remember that technically we all started off in the same exact position. When you want to talk about Noah and the sons, we came from there.
That's
so
what I wanted to read.
Right. So now all of a sudden, we're going to allow land to divide us up and make us completely separate. We're still the same people. It just so happens that it was a certain group out of the people that were chosen to bring justice and break the chains for the entire world. So we're supposed to be helping our brothers and sisters, not putting them down.
I wanted to add a little something here. That you was bringing that up, Jamel, because in Genesis, the ninth chapter, when they came off, Noah and his sons came off the ark, right? And the Most High he gave them, you know, he told them what they should do, and he told them about the covenant he was making with them. But I want to read an important verse. Now, I know they didn't come through the line of Abraham, and they weren't the so-called chosen, but Genesis 9 and 12, he says, the Most High said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations." So all that and they're not the seed of Jacob, the Most High was dealing with the original Hamitic and Japhetic people.
Right. Exactly.
And it said for perpetual generations, if you read 9 and 12. You know, I just wanted people to, you know, take a look at that.
Right.
And you'll see that, you know, because it's just things we run over the scripture that we need to take a look at.
And that's so true. And that's the reason why I was trying to make the point that there's no difference between, am I talking about the generations after Japheth or Japheth? But there's no difference between Japheth, Ham, or Shem. There's no difference. And just like I said, a certain group of people, what happened was is that the creator already knew the usurper was coming down. So there had to be a group of people which he set off to the side in order to bring salvation back, in order to prepare our people to bring for when salvation comes back to the world. All right, so in a sense, well, not even in the sense, we are no better than our brothers and sisters. We just have a different responsibility, a greater responsibility to get it right so we can teach. But that doesn't make us better.
Nope.
That just gives us more responsibility. And we cannot confuse that. We can't confuse that at all. Yes.
I just want to reiterate that, what you said. Because like our conversation we had earlier in the week, it goes with that because, you know, I like how you said that you know, the seed of Noah, okay, the seed of Noah was Shem, Ham, and Japheth, right?
Right.
So therefore, the seed that Noah belongs to is Adam, okay?
Right, exactly.
Now, the enemy of Adam is what we should be concerned about. The
right.
seed of Adam is our brother. The
right,
seed
exactly.
of Adam, which is Noah, which is Ham, Shem, and Japheth, those are all one people.
Right.
Now, when we speak about Shem, and we speak about out of Shem come the Hebrews, because now we have to get more technical here. Because what happens is, from Shem, okay, we still have Ishmael, because
yeah.
Ishmael came from Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
what are we looking at here? We're looking at, like Jamel said, these particular people have a job to do, okay? They were chosen to do something. That does not make all the other people worthless to the Most High, all right? Those other people that came through the seed of Noah are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So we have to acknowledge that and understand that what it is that the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov, these particular people were chosen to spread that message and understanding of the Creator.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, people want to look down, like I said, on the so-called African. Oh, well, you know, they're Muslim, or, they, you know, they're practicing voodoo or witchcraft and this and that.
Uh-huh.
You know, look at our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our cousins that are practicing Christianity.
Hmm.
What are you trying to say? You know what I mean? And we have to start to look at that. Just because they're practicing something different, in some cases we're forced on them, some cases they move and gravitate to that themselves. Our job is to bring them back.
Yes.
Our job is not to sit up there and condemn them, talk about, oh, they
deserve
right. the injury. Oh, well, they are
mm-hmm.
cursed. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's just common sense. I mean, if you really understand and you really start reading the book for yourself, it's written as plain as day. You know, but a lot of us do not attempt to read. We'd rather take someone else's word. And that's what's been
yeah.
getting us in
See?
Trouble. That's what's been getting
sure
us in
enough.
Trouble.
Yeah.
So as long as we still believe that, we are never, ever, we're not fit to lead. I don't care whether or not you call yourself a Hebrew, whether or not you call yourself Israelite, whatever you want to call you, those are just names. Let's be honest here. All right? Those are just names. That doesn't stop you from being who you are, regardless of whatever you call yourself. You know what I mean? So let's look at things for what we do. You know what I mean? And like you said, I mean, you identify us by our fruits. You know what I mean? So if you're calling yourself a Hebrew, but you're still practicing these Christian ways or these paganistic ways, it doesn't matter that you're calling yourself a Hebrew. You know what I mean? You're still a Christian. You're still a pagan.
Right.
You're still this, but you're still that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we have to get out of. We're stuck
mm-hmm.
in it.
It all boils down to a lack of knowledge, brother.
Yep.
But
yep.
Everybody, I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to end this a little bit earlier because I have a guest that's here.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have to say goodbye to them before they just walk out angry.
Okay, brother.
But let me do this. I think this broadcast was awesome. I'm gonna archive it. We'll talk about the next one we do. Brother D and Jamel, let's get together this week and actually speak about doing the broadcast on the seed of the serpent and the Amalekite deception.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, my brother. Let me close out of here.
Okay.
I'm gonna say a closing prayer to the Most High.
Okay.
Just so we can end this correctly. Is there anything you want to say, Sister Leah? Or anybody else?
No, this is wonderful.
Okay. Okay. Right on ahead, my
okay,
brother.
Okay. Father, I just want to thank you for this broadcast. I want to thank you for bringing us together. I thank you for your spirit for just giving us the information. I pray that you continue to bless us, oh Father. I pray that you continue to give us a wonderful week and guide us in spirit in the name of your precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, y'all.
Hallelujah.
We'll speak offline.
All right.
Okay.
Shalom.
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 Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, sister.